been on my feet since the day I started walking. Bitch, I think I'm MC Hammer. Put the nail in the coffin, sell coke in the trout, sell pussy at an auction. Bullets got a nigga running fast enough to race horses around here. You sniff these lines, you don't cross them. Kill your ass and leave you behind like an orphan. I swear it happens all the time, very often. Still getting baseball money, buried off. And round here we play for keeps. Yeah, we eating, but we starving. I give me a little money, try to spread it like margarine. I'm flyer than the motherfucker. All my flights charter, green kush, red flag, black car, white lawyer. I'm good.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Hot Pot King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and I got my boy Jay from Up for Discussion in the building. We would like to welcome you guys to episode 15 of Sports, Games, and Music, SGM. We back. Ooh, don't y'all like getting these every week? I know, chill out. But Jay, man, tell these guys about these voicemails before we jump into this sports podcast.
Oh, yeah, man, you already know how we like to bring the show in, showing love to y'all, the supporters, the listeners. And the first thing that we want to do is, before we play the voicemail, I want to give a shout out to everybody that left us an iTunes review. Yo, y'all got to keep those 5-star joints coming, baby. We got 21 so far. Let's get some more. So the first thing I want to say is big up to the homeboy, Teaser104, man. Me and him was going back and forth on Twitter because he like, yo, Jay, you ain't shout me out in the last show, man. I left y'all a 5-star review, man. What happened, man? And I was like, yo, dog, like, I named off every single review. Like, me and Carter looked at all of them, man. We named them all. Come to find out, my man in Australia, long story short, Teaser, I told you I got you, man. He said the show is dope, Carter. He liked it. He wants us to keep doing our thing, man. And okay. I learned something in the process. iTunes actually divides up the reviews for each country. So I went and I checked out some other countries that's been hitting the podcast, and I saw that we had a review in the UK, baby. So I want to say big ups to AKM98, man. He said this podcast is real entertaining. Keep it up, Jay and IKC. Go in on all y'all episodes, man. We appreciate that. Keep that UK love coming. Tell your folks about us, man, so we can get some more listeners overseas.
Thank you, Kylie.
Yes, man. So bringing it back to the U.S., man, we got two new reviews. First one comes from Lil343, says, favorite three things in one podcast. It's his best podcast and told us to keep it up. And this one, I think, is a correction from the homeboy DL Buzz that we hit last week. Because remember, I told you he had left a review saying, like, the boot or something. And I'm like, I have no idea what that means. But, you know, thank you to the 5 stars. Right, so he came back and was like, my bad about the boot thing last time. I really wanted to say that y'all have the best radio station on iTunes and because y'all talk about the realest stuff. So big ups to DL Buzz, man. And everybody, if you are in a different country other than the U.S., hit us up on Twitter, man. You can find Carter where?
Google me. You can find me at iPodKingCarter. It's all one word, like a Tribe Called Quest. I'll be out here in these streets. Oh, nah. Let's save that for another podcast. Just
and you can find me on Twitter at @UpTheNumber4DSN. I'm mentioning that because if you're not in the U.S., if you're in another country, the only way I know, we'll know that you left us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes so we can shout you out, is if you tell me like, yo, Jay, this is the country I'm in, so I can actually go to that iTunes store and pull it up. So big ups to everybody that left us iTunes reviews. Keep those coming. 5 stars, get you a shout out. And let's jump into this first voicemail, the only voicemail actually, from the homeboy JJ Scott.
Hey, this is JJ Scott again. Yeah, before I even get into my personal comment, of course I want to get on that topic on the Brittany Griner. Man, that would be so messed up if they let that girl in the NBA. I mean, just think about it, man. Her posting any dude up, LeBron, and I mean, LeBron, wife and kids would be pissed off seeing Brianna Ware try to post LeBron up in the paint. Any man that's just messed up. I mean, she can do her thing in the WNBA, but NBA is not just right for her. I'm not saying that she don't got the qualities, but I just think that is not right for her to be in there. And Mark Cuban, I don't know what you was thinking or smoking, but nice try. But anyway, thank y'all for the podcast. Y'all doing real good. Sorry, Jay, for not to miss y'all too much. Miss you too much in my last response. But you know, I'm gonna keep it short. iPod, I see you keep spamming my Xbox 360 friend request thing. But you know what, doing your thing. I see y'all. See y'all next time.
Okay. We definitely like that voicemail. Brittany Griner, mommy. I know the WNBA draft just went on, right? She went number one, right?
Yeah, she went number one. Yeah, baby. So you already know how that goes.
You got that bonus. You got that good old check. So, I hope you do well in the WNBA. Luckily, the NBA wasn't for you. You know, we don't want LeBron wife and them, you know, getting mad at you for you posting up their men. But, you know, you may get pregnant on court. We didn't want that to happen, you know. It is what it is. But let's hop into some off-court news, man. Ooh, yeah. Now, we all know that you guys know about Tiger Woods messing up on the golf course. Mm-hmm. We know you know. But did you know that they put a headline, what was that, the New York Post?
Yeah, New York Post.
Yeah, man, hold on, I'm sorry. Jay, read it. I can't read it.
New York Post announced Tiger puts balls in wrong place again.
Yo, that is hilarious. Yo, why do they be doing that though?
Yo, they be going in, yo. Like, it's somebody's job to come up with like these titles, man. Like, I wish this dude could like come up with the titles for some of these podcasts so we can just bring draws and draws of people in. Cause like that title right there, it's going to catch your eye, man.
Yeah,
Tiger putting the balls in the wrong place one more time.
We'll make it so bad you can't sue. You can't say defamation of character because goddammit.
They do what they do.
That's the truth. You put the ball in the wrong place again.
So our question is, do y'all think that's going too far, man? Should they have not, you know, win at Tiger like that? Or do you think it's funny? I think it's funny. Carter, you think it's funny, right?
I think it is hilarious.
Yes, man. Yo, Tiger, man, you got to watch where you put your balls, bro.
Yeah, man, I make sure, you know, I keep them tight. You know what I'm saying? In one lane only, man, you know.
Make sure I had to start with the top out there on the green.
I don't know, man. I might have to check my bars. But yeah, man, definitely leave us your thoughts at 313-744-3766. Yeah, by the way, we're going to be grinding that number into your skulls because, you know, we waiting on these voicemails. You know, I put out my Google voice number on Twitter the other night, right? Tell me why I got 140 voicemails.
Damn!
But can't nobody leave us a voicemail on the podcast, though.
They drawing, bro.
Oh, come on, man. So,
man, the next thing that we want to talk to y'all about is Jay-Z. Now, before, I think it was like maybe two or three podcasts back, we was talking about how he's doing his thing. He's elevating the game. He's dynamic out here, man, you know, doing big things. Well, I'm sure most of y'all have heard he has, you know, divested his ownership in the Brooklyn Nets because he has new aspirations. Jay-Z is officially trying to become a sports agent, man. What you think of that, Carter?
I feel like if Jay-Z has to give up stock in the Brooklyn Nets to become a sports agent, the money ain't right somewhere. That's the way out.
You feel like it's not right in the ownership pool?
Yeah, I feel as though, like, why did he have to give up, you know, those that share or whatever to the Brooklyn Nets? Is he doing it so he doesn't become a biased sports agent?
Or? Yeah, it's because, like, you couldn't do it. It's just like with any corporation. Like, if you worked at certain corporations, you couldn't really own stock in another company, for example, like a competitor or something.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Like, it's all about integrity. So if you own if you own stock or you are an owner in the Brooklyn Nets and you start managing NBA prospects and they decide what team they should go to, like obviously you're going to be, you know, trying to put them over to the Nets so you can get a double payday. So that's kind of what that is. It's kind of like mitigating that so you don't kind of get two paychecks, you know, try to, you know, ease up off of that bias.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like he's doing this thing, man. Like, in my mind, the only reason you would give up ownership, think about that, you giving up ownership to pursue something else is because the money is looking right in another spot, in another location.
Another field. Yeah,
and
I feel as
we know this man is, he's a businessman, so I don't feel like he would be like, yo, I'm gonna not be an owner just so I can go over here and make some breadcrumbs. Nah, man, I think he has the potential to make some big bucks, man. He already has the name, so, you know, it's a lot of these young cats that look up to Jay-Z, so why not sign him, you know, a portion of your income every year?
that too, but at the same time, I feel as though all the connections he's got is going to be easy money.
Yeah.
Easy money.
Yes.
You want these courtside tickets? So, you know, come on over and hook me up. I know you in high school and everything, but look, when you get right, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Yeah, because, I mean, they already rumoring that he has, you know, a baseball client on standby. And he also is, you know, kind of eyeing one of those Kentucky players, man, if he enters the draft. So, I mean, it looks like already starting off with two clients. Dude has yet to take the test yet. So, I'm guessing if he passes the test, you know, it's probably a shoe-in to say that Jay-Z is going to be a sports agent, man. That's kind of major, dude.
So what's the name? Rock Nation Agency?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he just used his name. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not even Jay-Z, but he went by the Sean Carter moniker, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I can't wait to hear what his name of his agency will be. Like, this is going to, like, Rock La Familia Agency.
Oh, man, that's gonna be funny, man. I don't know. I think he'd take a business.
The blueprint. Ooh.
Hey. That might be hot, yo.
I don't know. We will see.
Getting into some lighter news, man. How many of y'all know about Rookie Hazen? Now, I know anybody out there that's ever played on a sports team or even went for a fraternity or a sorority for my female listeners. Y'all might be familiar with Hazen. Well, Hazen is not foreign in the NBA either, man. Carter, let them know what happened to one of the Warriors rookies.
I'm saying, though, why they put all four of his tires in different places in the stadium, though, in the arena.
Let them know what he was gripping on. Like, Carter, man, you kind of messed it up, Carter. You gotta ease them into it. Just imagine you a rookie. You know, you just came from shoot around. You came from a little practice. You know,
we talking practice.
The whip, you know, you about to go get you some wing stop or something, you know, before you go hook up with your little shorty. you get to the Mercedes S-Class, and yeah, you ain't got no tires. Your shit's just sitting on four blocks. And you like, oh, the first thing in your mind is like, did somebody jack me? What happened?
Exactly.
Your teammates is around like, oh, B, look like somebody got you. But you know, somebody couldn't contain the laughter, man. They laughing, they asking you silly questions, and yeah, it's hazing. Now the real fun begins. Where your tires at, B?
listen, I promise you, yo, if I was in it, all right, I don't know if too many people know, but they got Deion Waiters too. They got him with, I think they put like a whole bunch of popcorn or peanuts in his truck.
Yeah.
Son. How'd they do that though?
I think I would rather have just y'all take the four tires off than that popcorn shit, man.
Like,
you don't have to pay for that prank, because you gotta get the whole interior of your Range Rover detailed to get that popcorn smell out, to get all the greasy crap out. Like, with the tires, man, that's easy, man. You locate them, or even more, man, you making that money, you driving the S-Class, man, just call AAA, like David Lee told him. Exactly. David Lee, like, yo, I ain't had nothing to do with this one, but I think he needs to call AAA.
It's only right.
Yo, man, why not, man? That's what you pay for that roadside sports on, man. Like, yo, homie, I need y'all to come through real quick, bring four tires, and yeah, I'm gonna be rolling out.
Yo, that's hilarious right there, though, man.
Yo,
That is hilarious. Like, and I don't know what fool would, but I swear, if you go looking for him, you got to be out your mind. Like, I'm not going on to,
like I said,
you know, Easter just passed, but you can go on this hunt.
So, man, hey, man, that's when you get the ball boys. Like, yo, y'all find my tires. I throw y'all a bean.
A bean. They gonna want more of that. They gonna want 200 a tire.
Yeah, right.
That's how they do it, though. Oh, yep. Man.
Crazy. So, that's Carter, crazy. Let them know about this new segment that we about to introduce to the show.
Oh, yeah, guys. We want to introduce this new segment to you. It's called the Top 5. Now, what we mean by the Top 5, we mean the Top 5 in anything. It could be our Top 5 pizza dressings, accessory. Nah, I'm bullshit. Nah, man.
You drawing, man.
Nah, we wanted to introduce.
Not pizza toppings, pizza dressings, my nigga. You know, I like that vinaigrette on my pizza.
Exactly. You know, you gotta have that new marinara. You know, not Prego, that new marinara.
Some of that Italian dressing on my pizza, please.
Yo, but we definitely wanted to introduce a new segment. It's called the Top 5. Now, when we mean the Top 5, let's say, for instance, this week, we're going to talk about our Top 5 point guards in the NBA. Now, I know a lot of you guys are saying, oh, why don't you guys talk about the Top 5 NBA point guards of all time? Guess what? That can be for the next week's segment. Yeah. But for right now, we're just going to go with our Top 5 point guards at this moment. Now, Jay, you know I always got to let you go first, and I'm going to count it off. Go.
Okay. So hold up, before we dive into it, I just want to, are we doing it by players that are active, or can I include niggas that's injured?
You can include people that's injured. If you feel as though that's your top five in the NBA right now, on roster, getting paid.
Okay. Count me down. count me down. I'm ready.
All right. Five.
Tony Parker.
Four.
I can never say this nigga's name. Russell Westbrook.
Okay. Three.
Rajon Rondo.
Two.
Derrick Rose.
One.
Chris Paul.
Okay.
You ready?
I am ready.
Five.
Tony Parker.
Four.
Rajon Rondo.
Three.
Russell Westbrook.
Two.
Kyrie Irving.
One.
Chris Paul.
Oh, you already know. Hey, Carter, if we don't get no voicemails next week, we definitely gonna have a voicemail from Khalil for you leaving out D Rose.
I'm saying though.
How you leave out D Rose though, man?
My man ain't play a game all season, baby.
No, Carter. Nah. We just said we agreed.
Now Carter, I went back on my word. I had my fingers crossed.
Carter, we just said we going with injuries. I asked you that off rip, and you still decided not to.
I crossed them. I almost left out Rajon Rondo, put in Drew Holiday. Hey,
man, like, I had another list that I wanted to do, which would be, like, for me, using two different filters. Filtering on people that's only currently playing, and then filtering on the most exciting point guards to watch. I was going to do that list, but, you know, I'm going to stick to this one, especially seeing as you left out D. Rose, man.
Hey, man, I had to, man. He ain't played a game yet, man.
So you just going to discredit, like, everything he did, yo?
Nah, it's not discrediting.
And hold up. Was Chris Paul on your list either?
Number one.
Oh, okay. He was at number one. Okay.
Number one. Hey, see the thing about it is our list went a little different by one person. You put in D. Rose.
Who was that? Kyrie.
I took out D. Rose and put in Kyrie.
Yeah, see, I had Kyrie and, like, the other list that I gave you with the filter, man, if it would have been the people that's active right now and the people that are the most exciting for me to watch, the two people that I didn't name that I would have included on that list was Kyrie Irving and Damian Lillard. Like, I mean, I think both of them are outstanding point guards, but, you know, just sticking with...
All right, how about this? Name What's your up? Top five exciting players that you will watch at point guard position. And then I'll name my five. Five.
Okay. Top five. Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold up. You want this in order?
No
this
order. Five? Just
okay, no
off
order.
The top.
Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, and Derrick Rose.
We got the same exact list right there.
Yeah, I mean, all those are the most exciting point guards in the league right
exactly.
now. And if you do not agree that those are the most exciting point guards in the league to watch, you know the number. Oh, you don't? 313-744-3766. I don't care what you're doing. Pause this, call up right now, and let me know why we wrong. I dare you.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys for listening to our newest segment. I hope you guys liked it. We got straight to the point on that, but it's time to talk about some on-the-court news, man.
you already know what they expect. They like, we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. It's finally here. Yes, yes, yes. What is this? He been on the show like three times, man, right? Right, three times, man. In like the last 3 weeks. Mr. Kobe Bryant, everybody. Round of applause. He's here in studio with us. Kobe. How's the Achilles doing, Kobe? How is it doing?
Hey, man, you know these niggas ain't listening to shit I got to say. I'm telling them I can go all the way in the playoffs, man. Just keep me in the game, coach. They ain't
I heard you was watching the last game, and, you know, during halftime, you had to holler at Powell. What'd you say during that call?
I told him, listen, if you make it to the playoffs, I will go get the robotic surgery tonight. We in there. Let's go.
Kobe, I gotta ask you, man. It's been a lot of rumors going around. We want to know, is it true, man? Are you one of the Iron Man robots in the movie?
Well, see, they tried to cast me, but, you know, I asked for a little bit too much, so they decided to go with the younger counterpart, Shaq. So, you know, remember him? Yeah, yeah. They went with the Man of Steel, so it's all good. I ain't got no problem.
What about these other rumors, Mr. Black Mamba, about Dwight Howard now saying that he learned from you how to be the leader and he's going to be the leader of the Lakers? Is there any validity to that statement?
Who the hell he think he is? I run this team. I'm the Black Mamba. I'm the on-court coach. I do what needs to be done to win. I'm the coach. Who our coach now? I don't even remember his name. We went through so many coaches this season. Nah, I'm the coach. I run
this team. Okay, not Kobe. You know, a lot of people are skeptical. They don't know if you're going to make your Lakers are going to make their seed. And, you know, a lot of people are saying if you do make their seed, it's not likely that you'll get out of the first round. Now, let's just say you guys happen to make it to the NBA Finals. That 6 to 9 months that they said your Achilles is going to need to heal, is that accurate? Or will we see Kobe Bryant in that game, even if it's via wheelchair?
Hey, man, I just want to let you guys know now. If I get this surgery, yeah, I'll be in a wheelchair. But if I don't get it, just be sure right now, ace bandage, tape, another ace bandage, a full leg sneaker is coming. I'm getting made right now by Nike. It's going down. Wait for it. If we make it to the finals, just know this now. I'm making a whole new line of sneakers, and it's going to be the shit.
Okay, Kobe, one last question before you get out of here. I know your time is very valuable. We've heard right now, Kobe, that you have a prosthetic leg. No, not a prosthetic leg, but an actual real human leg being cloned for you at this moment as we speak. Is that true?
Hey, I just want to let y'all know, if y'all haven't seen the TV show Nikita, hey, I ain't saying nothing else about it. Follow me on Twitter, at Kobe Bryant.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mamba. Carter, man, you totally just missed my interview with Kobe, man. I told you I was going to have him in here this week, man. Man, yeah, it was an amazing interview. Carter, what are your thoughts on this Kobe Bryant injury? Yo, you want to know the funniest thing that I've heard since the injury went down?
What?
I'm in the shop, getting lined up, getting a fresh cut this weekend. One of the cats in the shop is like, yo, Kobe faking it, my nigga.
Faking it?
You know what? I seen the pictures on Twitter, the MRI and all of that, you know.
His first Instagram photos.
Exactly. Kobe he's become one of those guys. Like, I thought I would never see Kobe come to the social networks.
Yeah.
Like, when the at Kobe Bryant account was created, it was created a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Nobody used it. I thought it was just a fake joint. Once he started using that job, I was like, oh, snap. Came to the social network. God damn it. Shit, I'm proud.
Hey, y'all, I know, I'm sure you heard about the Facebook rant.
Yeah. But as it goes for the injury, man, I don't like the way he was walking and, you know, the grimace on his face, it didn't look like it was a season ending injury. But at the same time, certain Achilles tendons, maybe the tear wasn't that severe.
Okay.
To the point where it was straight pain. Because when he tried to take off, you know, he fell to the ground. It was more like, oh, God damn, what was that? Tweak something. You know what I'm saying? It was like a little tweak. It wasn't like, oh, shit, I can't move my leg. It's hanging.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just a way for him to sit out, you know, and him believing in his team to make the playoffs. But at the same time, you can't say Kobe Bryant wouldn't want to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if he was injured, he would want to play. So for him to be sitting out, it's not that I don't think he believes in his team enough. I think he has too much drive and will to win to sit out. So I think this injury is.
Because this is what the guy at the shot was saying. I mean, not that he's an expert, but he's saying Kobe did not want to take the chance of not making that eighth seed and not making it into the playoffs. Like, he did not want that to be a part of his legacy. That Kobe Bryant, while playing actively, was unable to make it to the P's.
Yeah, that's a nice spin on it. That is a
spin on it. I really want people to holler at us on that one, man. Like, let us know. Do you feel like Kobe Bryant could not deal with it? Remember, man, we talked about invincible Kobe. Like, we talked about untouchable, invincible Kobe. We said he would be out there on crutches if need be. And, like, 2 weeks later, like, Kobe goes down. Down goes Bryant. Gone goes Bryant.
Right.
And it's like, wow, man. Like, what happened, though?
What happened? I don't know. We will see, man. But that's a whoever that person was in the barbershop sound like Stephen A. But
yeah. Hey, you know my favorite Instagram photo, right?
Please don't tell. Oh man.
No, it was the four one, like the pick stitch with four. You got in that right upper left corner, you got LeBron James. It says gets legs cramped. He's carried off. In the next top corner, it says dislocated shoulder. Look like D Wade needs a wheelchair. The bottom left, it got like 100 fucking question marks. If for Paul Pierce saying he needs a wheelchair, it got Kobe Bryant ruptures Achilles, makes two free throws and walks off.
That's crazy. Makes two free throws and walks off though. Wow.
Hey, is that just the Black Mamba juice running through the veins, man?
Yeah, that's the Black Mamba for real. Black Mamba for real.
Yo, man, you can't be mad at it. So any other thoughts, man? Like, I want to know, what do you think the impact is going to be on the Lakers? And when do you think Kobe's going to return?
I think Kobe will return. Let's see. If it's not too severe and they make it to the playoffs, I got him for the second round. Just because I think he'll try to sit out this round to, you know, keep all the speculation going. But if he's really hurt, I see him coming back next season. You know what I'm saying? Probably in either late December or early January.
Okay, yeah, that's the same thing I'm thinking. I think Kobe is going to be, I think it's a legit injury, and I think we won't see Kobe until January. Now, I definitely think Kobe's coming back. You know, you had a lot of speculation. Oh, could this have been the last game that we... Hell no, that ain't the last game, man. We talking about Kobe Bryant, dog. The only way it'd be his last game is if they had to amputate both his legs, man. And it looked like he's still walking to me. So, yeah, if Kobe walking, Kobe balling. Simple as that, man. But I don't know. Let me know what y'all thoughts are. The number once again, 313-744-3766. Now, let's get into this next bit of news, man. Like, before we dive into KD, I want to touch on the homeboy Trey Burke from Michigan. They said he's entering the draft, man. What's your thoughts on that? We can breeze through this one right fast.
Okay. I feel as though that at his height and weight, he's ready. Mm-hmm. He's 6'190". Not 6'165". He's 6'190". So he has some weight on his bones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some meat. Like, he might be able to bang with them other point guards, you know. And he had a good average. He averaged about what? 18, 6.7 and like 3 rebounds. That's good for a 6-footer, you know. Now we all know college basketball, the turnover ratios are crazy. So, you know, you really can't take that hit to him. So I feel as though at 6'190" coming into the NBA, 20 years old is still young, but he has that physique like he may be ready.
You know what I'm saying? Agree. I think he'll be a solid player. One quick question before we dive into the last topic. Do you think he'll be a starter?
With the way that the way the point guards dominate the league right now, it's no team that needs a point guard right now, except like the Magic.
Yeah. Dog, like I forgot they were a franchise still. No shade. No shade. I don't even know how you remember them dudes. Like, they've been so far off the radar, bro. I almost forgot they exist, man. I can't even name more than two people that play for that team. Oh, you want to know who they are? Jameer Nelson and Aaron Aquilo. You know, assuming that they still play on that team and they still have jobs. So,
yeah, that too.
Crazy, though. Let's get into this last topic, man. KD, Kevin Durant is fined $25,000 for making what the NBA is calling a menacing gesture. Carter, did you see the video?
I saw the video and I just got one thing to say. KD, my nigga, man, I hate it had to be him. Yo, it seems like to me, they're always picking on KD, yo. Like, he was really the poster child for, like, you know, man, I just can't understand it, yo. Like, sometimes when people are playing basketball, you know, emotions rise and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Why you gotta find him $25,000 though? Like, I know to him, it may not be a crazy hit, but at the same time, like, he gets paid out there to entertain the fans. You know, he even put a prayer sign up after it. Like, damn.
Yeah.
like, you act like he was in the middle, like, center court, half, awkward line, hey, like a wrestler with the cane, like effect with the fire blasting out the announcer's table, like cutting his throat. I said, no, he wasn't like that, man. It was real quick. All he did was like, man, get him out of here. They done. Prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was, to me, it was just like, you know how you just move your hand swiftly across your neck like it's over. You know that sign? Like, everybody's seen that sign when somebody just be like, it's over, man. Like, it's over. They done. You know what I'm saying? And that's really all it was. It's like the equivalent of Jay-Z brushing your shoulders off, man. It's like, come on, dog. Like, what's menacing about that, man? Like, come on, dog. Who was scared? Whose life felt threatened after seeing that? We talking about Kevin Durant, man.
That's crazy, man. Ugh.
Man.
It sucks that we have to end sports on that note, man.
I know, man. I think it's messed up, man. We touched on some hot topics. I'm gonna run through them a little bit before we dive into this hot track. So y'all can call in and leave your thoughts either on the Tiger Woods headline, Jay-Z becoming a sports agent, talking about, oh shit, it was something else that I wanted to talk about.
What you want to talk about?
Let's do it. Hold up. What do you feel about Nike planning to terminate a lot of these distribution deals with local urban retailers, specifically in Philly? I don't know if you heard about this, but like Nike is terminating a lot of its contracts with many of these local urban retailers, man. They saying like, yo, even though 80% of your merchandise is Nike, we don't care, man. We cutting you off.
I feel as though that right there is just a problem in itself, because it's a lot of sneakerheads in Philly. It's a lot of sneakerheads all around the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, for Nike to say, you know what, we're going to take all our contracts with all these urban stores, that's all we have.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, like, nobody likes going to the mall, excuse me, trying to deal with those prices. Like, some people like to go to, you know, the urban stores and things of that nature. But I think that problem comes with, some of these urban stores have been going backdoor. They'll get like two boxes from Nike and then like four boxes of the fake drinks from like New York. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh man, these drinks are official. You know what I'm saying? And they'll mix them in and then sell a couple people the fake ones. And then, you know, their sales don't, you know, count towards like, oh, hold on. All right, we're getting our payment back for those two boxes, but they're definitely in a bigger profit. They should, you know what I'm saying? I think it's so hard to, how should I say? I don't know if you like to track what, you know what I'm saying, a retailer is selling, especially urban stores, because they're not really into the receipts and all of that. A lot of them pay cash. So, you know, it's not much tracking you can do, you know. If somebody said,
I know, like, you have to, like, when you had Nike and all of that, like, they have to give in a report of those shoes. Like, I mean, the people purchase them. So, I mean, Nike is getting paid up front. Like, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're getting paid up front.
You know what I'm saying? They getting their money. Like, that's the crazy part about it. Like, I mean, cause long as you getting yours, you know, you getting what you're supposed to be getting paid. Like, what is the issue? Like, you know what I'm saying?
What if, all right, let's look at it like this.
Cause hold on. Let me just throw one more piece of the puzzle in there. Cause Nike is saying that this is messing with them because it's keeping them from being a premium brand. They view themselves as a premium brand and they feel like by selling to these local retailers, it's not premium. You know, they want to sell to the big shops.
Well,
so it's not really even about the profit as much as it's a brand decision. They feel like it's not a good look is really what it's saying.
Dang, like I was trying to think in an evil genius way, like what if they've been getting complaints, like Nike getting complaints about saying, yo, I brought these sneakers out of y'all store and you know they either fugazi, they're not real, you know what I'm saying? Like what if they've been getting complaints like that? You know, I'm not totally sure, but if Nike wanted to do that and become a premium brand, by all means go ahead. But guess what? I'm boycotting. Now what?
I mean, you can't tell me that they sales not going to take a hit. Like, I mean,
yeah, they're
shoes is where it's at in the urban community. I mean, not to throw shade at, you know, people who live in urban communities, but, you know, shoes is popular. Like, that's one way that people spend that check. Like, I mean, that's just the reality of it, man.
That's they fly. Like, that's what they
shoes and vehicles, man. Like, I mean, believe it or not, I mean, it might not be the wisest investment. Mm-hmm. But yo, people like to have fly kicks and fly whips, man. And now Nike is saying, yo, listen, we don't like that image. And as a result, you know, the economic situation in these communities is about to take a hit because these mom and pop shops is either going to have to close down or, you know, they're going to lose business. I mean, if 80% of your business is Nike shoes, Nike apparel, and that's cut off? God, where's your profit?
Yeah, that's OD. But, it sucks. But, let's move on in the games. You can take us on out.
Oh yeah, man. I got this hot track from y'all from the homeboy Killer Mike. It's called Villain.
We don't love the heroes, we don't need no heroes. We will talk the heroes, we don't want no heroes. We don't love the heroes, we don't need the heroes. We will talk the heroes, we don't need your heroes. We don't love them, we don't love them, we don't love them. Robbing, shooting, looting, villain, 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 killing, villain. Robbing, looting, shooting, villain. Robbing, looting, shooting, villain, 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 villain. Villains, villains, villains.
Ain't no competition when I'm on a mission. Go tell my opposition when I see him, I'm gon' kill him. My other proposition that he nearly submission. I'm a god, I'm omnipotent. Really got no feelings, and he can beg for mercy as though he is immortal. But I am immortal. I come through different time portals. I might trip out and flip out, rip all his ribs out. Recklessly, reckless, the villains I've been about. The women and children should get up and get out. The soldiers and men should kneel to the god.
I'm a villain, 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 yeah.
Yeah. If I need a Superman, it's gonna be a super murder. But I met one woman, but the boy and had to hurt her. It's Dakota Hammurabi when the Joker's in control. I'm a villain, God willing, I destroyed his hero soul. Superman's a slave to man, and his master's a slave to gold. They made their God what they earned, so I yearn to burn their glow. It's my quest to take your best and defeat them right in your streets. The hero's dead is what I said, now kneel at the villain's feet.
I'm a villain, I'm a villain, I'm a villain.
Yo, what's going on, guys? We back. I hope you guys like that Killer Mike track. Remember, it's called Villain. You can check it out on iTunes. And you can pay me in my PayPal for telling you. Let's hop into games. The first topic at hand, we've actually been reconstructing this entire podcast, and we actually want to give you guys something that is called Games of the Week. Now, what entitles the Games of the Week, it is not just games on console. It is not just games on PC. It will be games on any given platform. May it be Nintendo DS, PS Vista, PS3, Xbox, PC, iPhone. May it be on Google Play. You know, we want to give you guys something that's hot, that's popping, and that is definitely something that you guys will either want to play or that is a viral game that has been played by everybody and you're just out of the loop. But I'm gonna let Jay take this over, you know, let him talk about Defiance, and I'm gonna hop right back in.
Yeah, man, like Defiance is a game that I don't know how many people are familiar with MMOs, which is, what is it? Why would I even do that? And I don't even know what it's called.
Well, let's Google
like,
it.
Oh, damn, I used to know what MMO stood for too. Like,
that's what happens when
I am drawing right now, dog. Like, what is it?
You talking about, what is it? What is it?
Oh man, like I'm mad. I'm not cutting this out. I'm leaving this in the show too. Like, okay. Massive multiplayer online. That's what it is. Massive.
Exactly.
I knew it was something like that. So yeah, it's a massive multiplayer online game. Now, like most online games, you'll get like a few people in there. I think, well, like 16 to 32 or something like that, usually on Call of Duty.
Yep.
Yeah, so. With a massive multiplayer, we talking like big numbers, like 64, maybe even more in some cases, man. I'm sure most people are familiar with like World of Warcraft, but Defiance has like a different type of feel to it. It's actually almost kind of like when looking at the footage, it reminds me of the movie Starship Trooper, man. You remember that movie, Carter?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, cause like you battling against bugs and shit, But it's cool because you can have, like, your homies in there with you, and it's, like, a ton of other people, and y'all just be, like, ganging up on cats. It kind of has, like, a, I don't want to say it got, like, a Gears of War feel, but it is a third-person shooter.
You know what I did notice? I noticed that it's, like, in a new world, but it has the old feel. Like, don't you always, like, wonder why these games come out, like, where it's a brand new world, it's in the future, they got flying stuff and all of that, but the world is ending?
Yeah.
This game is more of the world is ending, but shit, they got that Chevy that came out in 2011, you know what I'm saying, because the world is ending. The manufacturer stopped making cars. So now they had to barricade the car with all of these, you know, steel rails and stuff like that's the type of game that I like to see when they say it's a game that's revolved around something where the world is ending. You know, and it's in the future. So, you know, also, don't forget, this is, based on a TV show as well.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
I was reading up a couple things and I saw that in the TV show, they'll highlight some of the characters from the game in the TV show as well. And the TV show actually airs while we're actually recording right now. So, you know, check that out on, what is it, Mondays at 9? So you might definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, man, definitely. So Defiance definitely looks like a game that you guys should check out. Like, I've seen a few videos on YouTube, man. If you want to see some good footage with some good commentary, I would say go check out the homie Shakedown 2012. He done dropped some dope videos. Like, I enjoyed them. And just go to YouTube, man. Just type in Defiance. Check it out. If you dig that type of game, go pick it up, man. So, Carter, what is the next game on the lineup for Games of the Week? hey, that Killer Mike track that we play is on the soundtrack, man. So, to give y'all a little hint.
I'm saying, though, they got Superman looking like the...
Woo! I thought you was getting it, boy.
Hey, you know what? I'm getting this, yo, ASAP, like, right, like, ASAP, yo. Like, I'm going out to wherever I need to go, and I'm handling my B.I. Like, real rap. Injustice, this is what we talking about. I just mentioned Superman. How do y'all not know what we talking about right now?
Man, how do you not know about Injustice, Gods Among Us, dog? And I gotta say, big ups to the homie D-Man, dog. He put up, like, the video, all of the special moves. He took you through all of the characters on the game. So definitely head over and check out his channel, man. If you want to see what the special moves is looking like, you want to see like what characters are in this game. All I can say is, man, I've seen the footage. They've been doing like a little battle royale where they have like different characters facing off to see who is going to be like the winner. And I think the winner is going to be announced either at the end of, I think it's the end of next week, man. But that game.
Yeah, Batman vs Superman, who will win vote now and see live finale 4/15. So that's the date.
Oh, today.
Yeah, and it's available for, man, look, I'm hyped, don't worry.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely trying to get that. Remember, I think it was, like, maybe two shows ago when we had asked you guys who was y'all, you know, favorite fighting game character. And, like, me and Carter both admitted, like, we hadn't really played no fighting games, you know, outside of, like, UFC.
Right, but yeah.
The graphics look dope too, man. And I love how like all of the environments are interactive. Like they be grabbing weapons and stuff from statues that's standing around or soldiers that's standing around. They be knocking people through levels. Like it looks insane, man.
And what makes it so crazy, like these are the same people that made Mortal Kombat. So you already know what you getting.
Like you can't go wrong. And I heard, just want to give you guys some additional information, that they're going to have a season pass that's going to be available with this game. And I know you're wondering, like, why would they have a seasonal pass, you know, available with a fighting game?
Downloaded players.
Obviously, they're going to be dropping out some more players as this game goes along. And if you got the seasonal pass, you ain't got to worry about paying that extra money when the players drop, man. You just automatically can probably download them or something and, you know, be good to go.
I'm saying, looking
at the roster of characters, man, you already know I'm excited about Batman. I'm definitely excited about Superman. But, yo, they got Bane on that joint, man.
Son.
They got Bane.
I'm a wreck Bane, though. I got Superman. I ain't losing, though.
No, I know.
Yo, but I'm going to learn all his moves. Like, I'm going to have all his moves down tomorrow, like, from the rip.
Yeah,
like, it's going down.
Hey, like I said, check out D-Man right now if you want to check some footage out, and you already know
D-Man Carter. Unit.
So, yeah, man, make sure y'all support the homies, man. Go check out that footage if you a little skeptical about copping the game, because it will drop today when you listening to this podcast, which should be Tuesday, April 16th, 2013. So, yeah, man, definitely go pick this game up, man. I think it's going to be one of the hottest fighting games, at least of this first quarter, man. or second quarter officially now. So yeah, man.
I'm live. Like, look, D-Man Unit 2014 just hit me up. Like, he sent me the link and everything. Like, look, I can't even take it right now, yo. Look, let's move on to the next topic.
Let's do it. So, next segment that we're gonna be introducing to games is called Tournaments, Rumors, and Info. In this segment, we're gonna let you guys know about upcoming tournaments for our competitive gamers. We're gonna let y'all know about any rumors that's coming out, whether it's about consoles or different games, and any other additional information that, you know, we just want to share with y'all. So, the first thing that we got on the lineup is PlayStation 4, like specifically talking about the DualShock 4 controllers, man. Like, I know some people were wondering, like, am I going to be able to use my DualShock 3 on a PS4? That's definitely going to be out. Like, no use of the old PS3 controllers. Yeah. You're only going to be able to use PS4. The cool thing about the DualShock 4, though, is that the L1 and the R1 buttons are actually going to be digital, man. I think that's kind of cool, man. And additionally, I don't know, I didn't have an Xbox, I didn't have a PlayStation 3, but Carter, you probably know that it didn't come with a headset, right?
Actually, no, it didn't.
Yeah, so this time around, the PS4 will ship with a headset in the box! So that's another thing that, you know, PS4 owners can look forward to.
But and what type of headset thought, like, that? The funny thing is, like, you know, with the Xbox headset was trash. That joint was so skinny. I'm hoping that PS3 gives up a little bit more money and makes a better headset, man. Like, that Xbox one was so horrible. Man, you know what I did with that joint?
What's that?
It is in my drawer, still in the plastic. Shame. Shame. Like, when I was at Best Buy, I was like, man, give me them X12s. Sucker. Real rap. Like,
yo, that's hilarious, man. So the other thing that's new to the PS4 is that it's actually going to have the ability to capture game footage, man. You can share it online. So the system itself is automatically going to record like a few minutes of gameplay. So for the people that haven't went out and, you know, bought a game capture card or, you know, a HiPods or, you know, one of those HDs, this is something that you might want to use as your alternative, man. You know, if you're trying to submit a quick clip, you want to throw something up on a tube or something, maybe you can be able to record it straight from the Xbox. Damn, why I keep saying Xbox? Record it straight from the PS4 and, you know, toss it right up on the tube, man. Might get you some followers and might make a little cash and go ahead and finally invest in the big thing, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, hopefully it didn't specify whether or not it's going to be an HD, but I would assume that it would. I would hope so.
if the PS3 got that Blu-ray, now you know that PS4.
I'm just saying, you know, I just want that shit
probably gonna come with standard 3D, nigga. Like from the rip. That you gonna be like, hold up, you ain't get the glasses? Oh, accessories sold separately. That you're gonna be like, I bet you. But yeah, man, definitely check out the PS4, man. You already know how the game go. I got PS3 and an Xbox 360. Man, if PS can catch up with Xbox in communication-wise, they would be 10 times better. That's the only thing holding PlayStation back, communication-wise, being able to be in party chats and stuff like that. So once they catch up, they're going to be golden. But let's move on to the next topic.
On that ice, baby.
Yeah, you know. Let me tell them something real quick. Y'all thought we was playing. We told y'all we are trying to switch things up. We trying to get more in tune with topics. So, we're going to bring you gaming news now. We've already went over games of the week. We already went over tournaments, rumors, and info. It's time for that gaming news. Oh, back to the ice. Yeah, so how many of y'all like punching people in the face, elbowing people in the face, tackling people, straight up running somebody into a glass wall, throwing somebody over like a whole rent? You know what? All right. NHL 14 is on the way, September 10th. But what y'all might not know is that the new trailer just dropped. Now, the trailer, I'm going to tell you right now, it's so hard to, like, look at a real-life clip and then look at the game clip. It looks so close. Now, EA, I know that you guys was trying to do a lot with the Madden, with the Infinity Engine and everything like that. But I just looked at y'all new NHL collision physics. And the Enforcer engine, the way these people was getting hit and they didn't look like they died and broke their neck and all of that, I think that this game is going to look hot. Like, I'm going to watch a couple YouTube videos on this joint.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, poof.
NHL games are fun. Like, I mean, I never was really big into hockey, but, you know, I thought I picked up a game, I started playing it, and it really made me invest. Like, I used to always wonder, like, why do people get so doggone excited about a hockey goal? You do not know until you actually play that game how rewarding it is to go back and forth, body slam, crunch, clash, smash, and finally score. Like, especially if you, like, do some crazy spin and, you know, freak out the goalie, freak out the players around you. Oh, man. It's hella rewarding. You'll find yourself screaming at your screen, and not because you're raging, man, but because you just did something that was, like, amazing. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be checking out NHL 14, man, the game, and definitely that trailer looks official. Whoever edited that, man, they did a superb job, man. Mwah. Beautiful.
Nice. But fun topic question of the week. Yeah, that's another topic right there, right? Another little segment within the segment, right?
Yeah, Carter, you owning it, man. What's the fun question for this week?
The fun question of the week will have to be. Now, we made a Harlem Shake video for NBA 2K13. I know. It's a very fun thing. We made a Harlem Shake video for NBA 2K13, but I didn't see anybody else try for any other gaming, any other games except for, like, Black Ops 2. I would love to see one for, like, Madden, where everybody's at, like, everybody's, like, hut-hut, and then, like, the quarterback just got everybody surrounding them, shaking, you know what I'm saying, trying to protect them or something like that. Like, I would love to see, like, a Harlem Shake video from other games instead of just, you know, seeing it from Black Ops and 2K.
NHL would be funny too, man, especially since they already on skates.
Exact, yo, and then you can control up to like six guys in a six guy tournament. Oh, and have the goalies like running out diving. I would love it. Oh man, I would love it. So definitely that's my topic right there. You got anything?
Nah, man, I'm good. I think that's dope, man. I think somebody should do that, man. Definitely take for it, man. Go for it.
If you guys have seen any of those type of videos, definitely hit us up on Twitter, at iPod King Carter or at Up for Discussion. Well, don't forget the number 4. It's not 4. It's the number 4. But Up the number 4 DSN. Definitely hit us up, you know, and tell us if you see any of those videos or ask some of your favorite commentators to make a video like that. And I would love to see it. Oh, WWE Royal Rumble, though. Harlem
Shake. Oh, that would be crazy.
Son. Yo, I'm dead right now. I'm dead.
Yo, you jawling.
Well, let's move.
So, yeah, if y'all want to call in and leave any of your thoughts on any of the topics that we discussed in games, please do. The number is 313-744-3766, man. We got a song right here from Cassie featuring the homeboy Fabulous. It's called I Love It.
Young F.A., yeah. Cass. Pretty girls with them Rolexes, no time for a whole flexing, poking out of that white beater,
big cup, she so Texas,
big booty that get attention like a rap star in a gold necklace, that ass need management, and a bodyguard that wear 4X's, bad boy need a bad bitch, Castellina need Fat Pit, me and you make hot shit, you the gasoline on the matchstick like woof. We will burn this bitch down. She turned up and can't nobody turn this bitch down. Love it.
You want it, I need it. You got it, I'm feeling. Asana, I'm hot as a phoenix. You fuck me like you mean it. Spank me and open a bad girl, but every bad boy needs a bad girl. I look in the mirror like they don't do it like that girl. She ain't nothing like me. The pearl on in a white tee. Red bone so feisty. Hope you run wherever I be. I promise if I never did, it's time to tell you.
Yeah, crop top with a ab showing. Drop top with a hair blowing. Shit start coming on, she stop, pop, then get low and look back and smile at it. I'm on that, like my name's at it. P-R-D-R. Mommy thinking my name's daddy, but no way. Jose, I'll feed you a bottle of rose and spank that for being bad. Them words they tell you don't say. Talking to me in Spanish. I tell you what,
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We back. It's time to talk about that music. We in the final, the last leg of this podcast, guys. Now, you guys already know how we've been starting off the music segment in the last couple of weeks, but what I do want to tell you is we've structured it. We're going to be talking about the Blaster Trash. We're going to talk about music video reviews. Yes, it's finally time to talk about these ratchet videos that some of these people be making and some of these other type of music videos that we like. Also, we're going to be talking about news within the music, and we got something new. Now, you guys already remember Cash or Pass, right? Where we talk about new albums that drop. We actually have a new segment called Would You Put Five on It? Now, we're going to talk more about Would You Put Five on It later, but first let's hop into the Blaster Trash. Let's listen to this track, Jay. Put them in, get them, you know what? Just play the track. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's play it.
I said I think it's time to kill it. Bitch, I'm sexy as fuck. You ain't even gotta tell me. I ride around the park. I fuck my girl to R. Kelly. Tell her make me a sandwich. No pee-pee and jelly. She look back like, God damn, what you think? This a deli? I'm screaming, hell yeah, trip. Hell yeah, whoop. That shit make her love me more. And she know I love her too. She know I've been to hell and through. I need what Revens do. Power of the revenue got me up to the 10 and 10 and 2. Ooh. Said I think it's time to kill it.
Bought a Cadillac, now I'm Cadillac Tom. She ride right, but I'm riding right. Put a Cadillac on that lawn. Might even let her be gay. Might even let her be Sean. Might even let her be push. She never need my mom. Shytown is my town. I ride around like I'm lying down. Southside, my eyes down. I'm the shit, y'all fly around. I'm in my mode today. Saying what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Moving, making money. Got them trash bags, bags. Smoke Shiva with leaders. Pussy sweeter, I eat her. Got strippers and divas. Plus some cougars and cheetahs. Oh, you wear good. Put me on like Bonita. I said, ease up, ease up, ease up. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique.
All right. So y'all got to hear that new joint, man. That was that track called Switch It Up from the homeboy Big Sean and Common, yo.
Boy.
The funny thing about it is that's not even gonna be on the album though. So Carter, what's your thoughts on this track, man?
Oh God. Blast
trashing or you doing something else?
Oh God.
Oh gosh.
Boy. Oh God. Oh my bad. I got caught up in the ad-libs. When it comes to this song, Big Sean, I don't know what the hell you was thinking. You know what you did. You know what you was doing. You know what you weren't supposed to be doing, but that ain't some of your best work right there.
Nah.
What? Common. I like the different flow from you. You always been nice. I'll have to say that right here, right now. Common, you always been doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Always. So I definitely like your verse. Now, when it comes to blasting it or trashing it, I'm going to have to blast it. And this is why I know. Big Sean, I just said it wasn't some of your best work, but it's Big Sean, boy. Like I'm saying, like, you, as soon as you put in the whip, you turn it out. It's hot outside now. Once you put in the whip, that chicks are going to be turning their neck like, who that? Oh, he got that new Big Sean, baby. And then you already know the radio going to stuff it down our throat. So, hey. Gotta do what I gotta do. I'ma blast it.
Okay. I can dig it, man. Me personally, I'm not feeling that track, man. Like you said, I do agree. Common versus cool. But I still heard better from Common too, man. Like, the whole first verse had me confused. Like, the sound of it. Big Sean verse. I mean, it just, and I mean, this is coming from a Detroit native. So like, it's no bias. Like, if it was hot, I would say it's hot. Like, but I'm not feeling this track, and I wouldn't blast it in my whip, so I'm trashing.
All right. Now, remember, I'm only blasting because I got to. If it was up to me putting my iPhone on, going to work, doing a flight, nah. Can't listen to that. But, hey, it is what it is. But now, let's move on to the next segment.
Yes, something new.
Music video reviews. Now, I know you guys are probably thinking music video reviews, they are not going to be going over these parodies, are they? Nah, man, we're actually going to be talking about real actual music videos. Now, you guys can always Google these videos. They're out there. But, the first video we want to talk about
on YouTube.
Yeah, that works. You know, since Google and YouTube is integrated, that works perfectly. But, we're going to talk about J. Cole featuring Miguel. J. Cole dropped the song, you know, it was hot. And now he came out with the music video, and it's called Power Trip. Now, when we think of the word power trip, the video that we watched didn't actually go with the words power trip.
Yeah, you get a little TNA.
Hey,
you get a little TNA, man. He spends a nice proportion in that strip club.
Yeah.
I can't deny, like, the song is dope, man. The song is dope. Everybody know, if you heard Power Trip, that the song is dope. So we're not going to be reviewing the song. We're sticking solely to the video, whether or not the concepts made sense, whether it was hot, whether it was, you know, aight. So, Carter, to you, what's your thoughts overall on this video, man?
My overall thoughts on this video, truthfully, it should be a movie. The whole concept that I got from it was Miguel was the stripper's boyfriend or husband, whatever it may seem.
Now, was the shorty a stripper though?
He was in a strip club, and why would he kill?
I thought that was just where he went to, you know, like after he off my man, you know, like that's just where he went to kind of blow off that steam. Like, I ain't think the shorty was a strip though. But did I miss that? I might have missed it.
But why was he outside the joint rapping, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get at you, blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Like, damn, maybe I should have watched it again.
Yeah, but from what I seen when it first came on, he was saying,
all I know is this nigga was power tripping over some shorty to the point where, I mean, if y'all know anything about J. Cole, man, I think, yo, listen, man, like, real talk, J. Cole is the type of nigga that you don't want to have his eyes on your girl. Cause this is the second song, like, he's done a song before called Dreams, where he pretty much stalks a chick for two verses and then kills her boyfriend so that she can fall for him. Like, so J. Cole, it's something twisted going on in this dude's mind.
Yeah.
So now he finally got the chance to put this into a video, and he like, yo, Miguel, man, you killed that hook, and I'm gonna kill you in this video, my
exactly.
nigga. Like, I mean, like, how you talk Miguel into that shit? Like, if I'm Miguel, like, nigga, you doing what to me in this video, my nigga? Like, come on, B, I was just singing the hook. Like, you couldn't get another nigga? Nah, Miguel, it gotta be you, my nigga.
You got to die. Your hair too pretty, nigga. You got to go. You got to go. That tie, it got to go.
Yeah, nah, man. But like, I feel you though. It could have been like a full feature film. Like, it should have been, because like they already extended the song. Like, they had to extend the song to make it, you know, fit this whole type of visual that they're giving off. So it's already an extended song. I like the extension. It doesn't sound off or anything, but it's still not long enough, because it's just piecemeal together. Like, all you see is J. Cole, like, in the strip club, you see this shorty, you see her man getting ready for work, you see J. Cole posted up outside their crib, next thing you see is J. Cole and his homie driving down the street with what looks like a tent and some firewood on top of the whip, or a tarp probably, and then next thing you know, they in the woods throwing this nigga body and digging him up, I mean, not digging him up, but, you know, burying him, and then they back at the strip club getting busted by the popo.
Now,
but
from what I see, I think, like, from what I seen, it feels to me like his man was undercover.
I don't think his man was undercover. I think his niggas was just a snitch, man.
I don't know. Why was he looking down on him like that, though?
Look, dog, that look at the end, the look he gave him was like, hey, nigga, I had to do what I had to do, man. Like, I ain't killed you. I just hope you bury you.
Cause like,
that was kind of like that look, man. He looked like the type of dude you would find on The First 48, man. Like,
because think about it like this.
Everything,
My mind is wide open right now. Like,
all I did was drive him to the burial spot.
Like, all right, his man was driving the whole time.
I know. Like,
he gave the cop. He gave the cop his ID, right?
Yeah.
He looked in the back and pulled out a shovel. Like, he had no questions about that shovel. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. Like, my whole thing is, if he a cop, like, they already killed Miguel. Like, why go through the whole process of burying?
He ain't smell that dead body on the top of the car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these is two niggas riding in the car. Like, they didn't go deer hunting. We saw the two Nazi niggas that rode up next to them. Now, they look like they might have shot some deer and some niggas, but we're not gonna get into that. But, like, we got two black dudes with fucking, like I said, a tarp and some firewood.
Y'all niggas going camping?
Like, niggas don't go camping. Like, I mean, they didn't even have no bags, man. All they had was a shovel, some wood, and a tarp, and a body.
You're right about that, though.
Like, what was they thinking? They drawing, but what I'm saying is they needed more. Like, I wanted to know how they got that nigga. I mean, Miguel don't look like he'll put up much of a fight, but did they snatch him up right at the crib? How did they mark him? Like, how did they body this nigga? Like,
I don't know. That was, I don't know.
You know, man, what I'm
this,
saying?
This that, video, you know what?
I
want
to know how y'all did that.
You know what we want y'all to do? We want y'all to Google this video, watch it.
Y'all got
to find it. Try to find some website or, you know, J. Cole's thoughts on this video and leave us a voicemail message at 313-744-3766 with the details, because our minds are all over the place.
At least give us y'all thoughts, man. What y'all think about the video, man? How y'all think he got rid of Miguel? Do y'all think his homeboy was deep? Do y'all think his homeboy was the feds, the boys, or was he just a homeboy that set him up, you know, started snitching? or were they both about to get locked? I mean, cause that could have been the look like, oh shit, they out there. So like, I don't know, man. I want y'all to definitely call in and leave your thoughts. Let us know what y'all think, man. Let's dive into this next video, Card. It's a little bit lighter. I don't think nobody got murdered in this one.
She's ready. All right, my bad. I thought it was Chris Brown. Too. We talking about Fabulous featuring Chris Brown. The song is Ready. The music video, tight. 100% I love the video.
Yeah, man, I love the song. Like I said, Chris Brown is a beast on that hook. But the video is dope too, man. But, you know, as always, just like the J. Cole video, I do have some questions, man.
Okay.
Like, okay, let's paint the picture for him. It starts off with the homeboy Fabulous in the room while these housekeepers is, you know, cleaning the spot. You know, the sexy housekeeper come in. He throw her $100 tip. Next time you see him, he's sitting outside, you know, by the pool eating some food. He takes off the gold watch, leaves it at the table. Shorty bring it back to the room, you know, and he like, oh, she official. So he go find her, you know, find out she living in these little rag places. So he give her the little invite to meet him up. Hey, shout out to him for rocking, Tiana Taylor's, Adidas in there. I don't know if any other sneakerheads caught that, but he did have a Tiana Taylor's on. So he gets the shorty. They go out. They do the little dancing thing. She was killing that dress, by the way. Looking real nice. Yo, she was looking real nice in that dress, B. You saw that?
Real nice.
Yes, man. So obviously it's Fabulous. So he hit that, you know, and then, you know, somehow between him hitting that and him sleep, he went and got this chick a passport, left the package. She take the passport and she chuck a deuce. And we like, oh, what happened to this broad? You know, Fabulous like, whatever, nigga, you know, I get bitches dime a dozen. So, you know, he come back to the States. He about to hop into, you know, the car that's waiting for him. And voila, she's sitting there waiting. I thought it was real dope. Carter, what's your thoughts on the video?
All right. As soon as he was in the room, one thing you notice, the old lady that was fixing up the tables and all that looked like that was her mother. And that unfolded in the middle of the video. With the whole $100 tip, we all know what that, you know what I'm saying? He bought that bread, you know what I'm saying? She definitely, oh shit, a bean, let me grab that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was definitely his waitress or whatever at the table. He took off the gold watch, just wanted to see what type of person she was, what type of feel, you know, see if she was one of them thieving types, same thing like that. You know what I'm saying? See if she was money hungry, you know, greedy, anything like that. You know, the ultimate test.
She
passed with flying colors. She brought a car back, you know, saying, you know, thank you for, you know, here go your watch or whatever. So he had to look her up. You know what I'm saying? He did his homework on her, went to the crib, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, quick question though, Carter. Who was the shorty that he picked up on the way there?
I mean, I'm saying though, he fast.
Cause at first, like when I first saw the video, I thought that was her. And then when he got to the crib and that was her crib, I'm like, now, hold up. Who was the bitch? I mean, excuse me.
Oh,
sorry. Who was the chick that was like riding shoddy with him the whole time, like hanging, standing up in the Jeep?
That was her though.
That was her?
That was her. Like the way the scene went, he dropped her off. That's what that scene was like. He picked her up in the yellow joint, you know what I'm saying? And they went out on a ride on the town, you know what I'm saying? Because he picked her up and then that was just like a late night dinner joint. He rode her out in the daytime. Then when he came back to the crib, she was like folding clothes or something, and he slipped something under the door real quick when she went.
Okay,
she went
so up. That was her. Okay,
yeah,
that was her
because the short.
Like, hold on, wait.
Yeah, the booty shirts tell it all. Like the light stone wash booty shirts. Like I was on that.
Yeah. Obviously, I was looking at her. I gotta go give it a second glance.
My bad.
See, I was just wondering if I thought that was the same shorty, but I was like, I'm like, I was trying to piece it all together, like, you know, trying to see what sequence everything was going in. Okay, I could rock with that. Yeah, I like it. I said, I thought it was a dope video. If you haven't seen it, go check it out, man. Shout out to Chris Brown for rocking whatever type of attire that was, man. They had some real different clothes going on in that video.
Indeed.
I think we got one more before we close out this segment. Carter, what is this last video we were reviewing?
All right, this video that we want to talk about is Snoop Lion. First of all.
Lion.
Snoop Lion, though, that's what we doing. Now you a dreadhead, though, cuz?
Snoop Lion.
I'm saying, though, you went from a dog to a lion, though? Damn, that evolution is...
Transformation, my nigga.
Yo, this dude can't... Yo, his evolution is... Like, come on, really?
From a Doberman pitcher to a lion, dog.
Son, if he would have transformed in that video, I'd have died. I swear to
you. Yo, that was the only thing missing. Yo, he got to do that. Yo, he should be a lion with dreads, too.
Son, yo, I promise you, man. I can't think it, man. Hey, I commend Snoop, man. I'm saying he's been doing this for countless years, taking different approaches at the music game, and he's always been seemed to be winning. Yeah, he always seemed to have been winning, man, you know. But it's never going to be nothing better than that dog pound Snoop, man, that Death Row going into No Limit Snoop. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he can ever come back from that.
Yeah.
You know, but let's talk about his video, man. No Guns Allowed. Now, this wasn't just a tribute to one current shooting. Like, this was like a tribute to all around the world, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess the basic thing that they're trying to, you know, show is that when these massacres happen, you can't just think about, oh, you know, the world shouldn't have guns. You should think about that when anyone dies. When Trayvon got shot, when anything in the urban community, yes, I said an urban community, when anything happens in an urban community, you guys should feel the same way. You shouldn't just feel like this when a massacre happens at a school or something like that. These type of things happen every day. Kids die every day. And it's because of parents. It's because of, you know, gun stores, because of everything. Now, personally, I own a gun. I have a safe. It only works with my fingerprint. My son, my baby on the way will not be able to get into my safe without my fingerprint. So, you know, if you need to up your security, if you're one of those people that have a gun hobby, please don't put your guns in glass cases where the bullets are right there.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. You know, and the way I feel about this video, it's a great video. It sends a great message because they just want all this violence to stop. It's not certain just about guns. It's about violence, you know. Yeah. And I heard that was his daughter on the hook.
Yeah,
you know,
creepy.
Hey, pretty good girl. And Drake, of course, came through, did his thing for the Toronto area. Me personally, I like the video, but Snoop, you know what you did. You know what you're doing. You know you ain't supposed to be doing it. You ain't Jamaican.
Hey, man, like, I think only because, like, you know Snoop Dogg, it feels odd. But, I mean, I thought it was a solid track. Definitely enjoyed the video. Like, the message, you know I'm all about the message and songs, man. Like, one of the main reasons I don't listen to a lot of this crap that's mainstream music is because of the messages it's putting out. So, for me to hear something that has such a positive message, like, I'm definitely feeling it. I have, you know, no shade, no negative words, or nothing to say about it. Like, I thought the video was dope, man. It had his daughter. You know, Drake came through, did a decent performance. And, yeah, man, Snoop was, I mean, I believed it. Like, I mean, I wasn't like, oh, man, shut up, Snoop. Oh, I can't deal with this. I wasn't, you know, putting my fingers in my ear. Like, it was a solid track, man. I thought Snoop held it down. So, yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, that right there is the segment for music video reviews. Now it's time to move into some actual news about the music game. Jay, please take this over. I don't want to laugh so hard. Just take it over.
Boss.
Hey, you want to know the funniest thing, man? Like, what we going to be talking about? Everybody is probably aware of, you know, the rape line that, you know, Rick Ross dropped on this song, U-O-N-E-N-O. Rocco, like, I mean, shit, I don't know, man. Like, I haven't heard the song. All I heard is, you know, he referenced, you know, giving some girl some type of date rape drug and then, you know, taking advantage of her.
I die over these Reeboks. You ain't need no it. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't need no it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't need no it.
Yeah, that ain't cool, man. But I mean, I don't know. Like, it really irks me. First of all, let's talk about the whole line. I don't feel like anybody should be talking about rape, but people get killed on tracks all day. People deal drugs on tracks all day. Like, I understand how serious rape is, but I just don't like how people pick and choose what topics should be, you know, censored on a song. Like, I mean, you allow people to say, I mean, come on, like, we just talked about Lil Wayne. Like, he mentioned his penis probably over a million times on one album.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Like, I know it's nothing cool about a female getting raped, and by no means am I saying it's okay. I just feel like if we're going to be censoring, if we're going to be boycotting people, let's boycott, you know, people. Like, I don't know. My Detroit people might be mad at me for this, but, I mean, nobody said nothing about Eminem, you know, fucking duct taping his baby mama, putting her in the trunk of his car, driving her off a fucking bridge. Like, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, nobody,
like,
nobody said
we
that.
We cool with him murdering his own mom on the track. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. I mean, he said, I mean, one of the most memorable lines to me is the song that he said on one of my favorite Eminem songs.
Cause if I ever stuck into any singer in showbiz, it'd be Jennifer Lopez. And Puffy, you know this. I'm sorry, Puff, but I don't give a fuck. If this chick was my own mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber and come inside her and have a son and a new brother at the same time and just say that it ain't mine. What's my name?
Wait, who said, what?
Son.
Like, dude, do we hear that? Like, and that's cool though. Like, I mean, like, this dude just said he doesn't care if J-Lo was his own mother. He would have sex with her, come inside her, and have a son and a new brother at the same time. Like, my nigga, in what world is that okay? In what world is that? Oh, that line was just so dope. I mean, of course, we thought it was dope when we was in high school. Like, damn, that nigga
just
killed that.
Yeah, but in reality,
you fall back and you think about that, like, really? Like, no. Who wants to have sex with their mother and have a son and a new brother at the same time?
No.
I can't think of anybody that comes to mind.
me neither. But the way I see it, man, Reebok, I understand what you did. And if anything like that happens, of course you don't want to be caught in the crossfire, you know, publicity-wise. But when it comes to, you know, people backing out on rappers, it's not too many rappers that are, you know, and like have that type of stock invested in them. You know, usually when you think of Reebok, you think of sports athletes. You feel me? So when a rapper is getting backed by somebody, like take Drake, for instance, he's backed by Sprite and all of that. You know, if Drake says some wild stuff, what do you think they're going to do to Drake?
Yeah. Now, let me throw it, because, you know, I was just talking about Fabulous rocking the Teyana Taylors. Now, what do you think Teyana Taylor could say or do to get her dropped by Adidas?
Nothing. First of all, she's a female. What's she going to say? I rape these niggas. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that,
son,
and Carter.
She that's about what, 5'4",
120, 130? Man, like, we play favorites too much, man. We play favorites. Like, you can't tell me him getting shot at, him and this possible gang affiliation, all of this type of stuff didn't play a part in it. And then this line was kind of like, you know, the cherry on top. Now, the next question that I want to throw at you and anybody that's listening is a comment that was made by a hip-hop blogger by the name of Karen Civil. She said, Reebok needs Rick Ross more than Rick Ross needs them. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I feel as though Reebok is good with John Wall. So it's like when
remember, Reebok is good with Peyton Manning. Remember the Zig?
Yeah. All right, let's put it like this. Whoever made that statement, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What people have to understand is the reason why these shoe companies go after big athletes or big names and stuff like that is because, of course, these people are role models. They make the brand what it is, of course, but that he's just one person in that brand. Now, I can see this. Ring, ring. Hello, Reebok Industries. Yes. This is Peyton Manning calling. Y'all need to drop Rick Ross. Get him the fuck out of here. He's fucking up. Like, I can't.
So is that what happened?
I'm just saying. Now, you know, I'm not saying that happened, but just think about it. You know who's bigger, Peyton Manning or Rick Ross?
Obviously Peyton Manning.
So if Peyton said, hey, if you want Eli, you better drop that motherfucker now.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. Like, so if anybody listening, you want to know my final verdict on this, I feel like the lyric that he dropped was out of line. I feel like, yes, he should have been dropped by Reebok. And no, I don't feel like Reebok needs Rick Ross. Not at all. So, yeah, that's my final thoughts, man. You know, I just want to put it out there in plain English. So, yeah, Carter, do you have any final thoughts on that, or you want to move on?
The lyric, like Jay said, is out of line, but you've heard worse. Don't make it seem like you dropped your jaw like, oh my God, I can't believe it would say something like that. Don't make it seem like that. You done heard niggas say, like, even chicks. You know what I'm saying? I break your windows with my car. What if she'd have said, I cut his balls off? you can't.
Hey, but yo, a female actually did that. Just like, you know, females are actually raped. So, I mean, like, it's crazy, man. I feel like it's just a lot of favoritism going on, man. People just pick and choose.
They've heard worse. They've heard a rapper say, I will kill. I'm saying, like, you can't, like, yeah. Why would you want your kids out here talking about, yeah, I killed that motherfucker, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? But when somebody say, yeah, you know, I got this date rape drug, but I didn't tell you the source where I got the date rape drug. I don't know what the brand or name of the date rape drug is, but just know I used it and I took it home. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you want to listen to the guy that say, yeah, I got this 357. I'm going to put it to Bull Dome and it's going to be bow. Headshot.
Hey, this is my question. I mean, not my question, but my thoughts, Carter, on this. Is this song still getting play? Are people still banging this?
Nah.
More than likely, yes.
Nah.
You say no?
Nah, I don't think they're banging it. Just because it got so much of a word, like, a stir. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that Rocco probably is face palming somewhere right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he like, man, you messed my money all the way up. Yo, like, that's funny. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
And what happens is.
He got all the bad publicity.
Yeah, cause like, when you think about it like this, controversy sells, but to an extent. Controversy only sells when, you know, it's something between rappers or between the industry. When you got, you know, actual news analysts talking about this, tabloids and stuff.
And they talking about taking it off. They saying you shouldn't get no airplay. But, yeah, man. That's bad. That's bad for him.
Spins go away real fast. Yeah. Real fast.
But look at that. That's our thoughts on that, man. That's what we have for music news. Now, Carter, let them know about this new segment that we starting up.
Put five on it. Let me stop. Nah, man, but we just wanted to give you guys a real feel of the music industry. Now, we know that it's a new era out there. Guys are downloading mixtapes offline and stuff like that. But people, if you still in the hood, if you in Philly right now and you go to 52nd and Market, you know what I'm saying? If you go to Germantown Avenue next to Lehigh, you know what I'm talking about. We still got these mom and pop shops, these poppy stores, these stands out there selling mixtapes with the front and back cover, baby, inside the glass or plastic case for $5. Y'all know what we talking about like right now, man. So this segment is called Would You Put Five On It? Now, we all know you wouldn't put five on it. You'll probably go download it if you can find it, but please bear with us.
We just saying, man, like, is the mixtape so good that if the only way we could get it was by purchasing it and putting that five on it, you know, will we do that, man? So this week, what mixtape are we putting them up on, Carter?
Talking about that Big Crit. Yeah. Oh, my bad. I thought it was Big Crit. True. Nah, Big Crit just dropped a new mixtape. It's called King Remembered in Time. Now, we all know that he's dropping from the whole, or he did drop from the whole Maybach Music and all of that, you know. Don't know what happened, you know, behind them closed doors, but, you know, he's back with a mixtape. And Big Crit is not a bad rapper. I like Big Crit a lot, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of those down south rappers you can relate to. Now, I won't say he's like an outcast, but, you know, he has that general feel like you can listen to what he's saying when he brings his lyrics.
You
yeah,
know.
And what I love about his flow is he could slow it down and he could speed it up. So you can get that southern feel, that southern draw. He just slow it down on you, kind of like almost like UGK or something. Where you know he can go raw on some tracks as well.
Exactly, like that Midwest a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That fast. Well, all right, not Bones Thugs and Harmony.
No twisted type stuff. Man. But he go raw with it, man.
Yeah, he does.
I would almost say kind of like Big Boy is, man.
Yeah. See, that's why I said, okay, see, we be vibing, man. We be knowing.
Yes, sir.
But,
so the best thing about this mixtape that I would have to say is that he give you 17 tracks. So if we still using CDs, I think he probably used up the whole disc space, man.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely
and
did.
That's what's up, man. Like, I mean, most guys don't even give you that many tracks on the album.
Exactly. Like me personally, I would put 5 on it. Just because I'm a big Crit fan, and I would definitely listen to his music. It's something I could sit back and vibe to, you know. And it's one of those mixtapes, the beats, you know they're going to be knocking. You know what I'm saying? We in the era where beats
got
to
knock. Just looking at it, Big Crit produced a lot of these songs on there. Almost more than half of this album is produced by Big Crit.
Exactly.
Now, actually, when I'm looking at it, every song on this mixtape is produced by Big Crit. Except for one track that was produced by Ninth Wonder. So, I mean.
And we know Ninth Wonder do his thing.
Talented. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, Carter, what were some of your favorite tracks on here?
Let me get the names on the list real quick, because I usually know by number.
yeah, same here, man. Like, I know I like number 3, number 4. Right, man.
Let's go.
Six was cool.
All right, yeah, number 3, number 4 for definite. What was it? Number 8. Let's see, number 11. I know the name, but number 13, Banana Clip Theory. That joint was crazy though. Definitely the joint produced by Ninth Wonder, which is number 14.
Yep.
Let's see. Number 16, Bigger Picture. And I do like number 17 as a good outro. Now the intro, the purpose joint, that's just you know, to get you through, you know, to prepare you for what's about to happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now let's talk about the two names that are probably gonna pop out that I really wasn't expecting to see featured on a Big Crit song or mixtape, mm-hmm. which is the snippet of a song that he has that's gonna be featuring Future. What did you think of that track?
Now, we all know that Future on his own songs, but when it comes to being featured, he does a very good job. I will say that. He's 10 times better on features than when he does his own song.
Yo, he may as well just go ahead and do that T-Pain thing, man. Get your money up.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Do that.
Like, I feel like he's following in the footsteps of 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz took it over in 2012 with the features. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if Future want to get on that lane, by all means, do it. You know what I'm saying? All
right, man.
Because when it comes to features, he's definitely a good feature. Like, that Rihanna song off of that joint, love that joint. Yeah. That joint grew on me after a while, yo. Like, I couldn't do nothing. Like, I tried so hard to hate that song, yo. I couldn't do it. The joint with Kelly Rowland, like, there's so many nice joints out here, yo. Like,
so I was a little disappointed that we only got the snippet. I was like, I was digging the track. I wanted to hear the whole thing, but... You know, I can appreciate that. Big Crit, maybe he's saving that for the album.
Hey, and that's how you're supposed to do it, too, man.
Yeah, you should.
You know
and the other name that sticks out that I wasn't expecting was Trinidad James, man.
Pop my left flag. Well,
and here's the thing. Nobody might expect me to say this, but he had a decent verse.
That's like, because a lot of people don't know, but Trinidad James is really supposed to be a conscious rapper.
Really?
He did the whole Pop the Molly and Sweating phase and all that just to, you know, get his name out there to sell records and stuff like that. Like, really, he's supposed to be a conscious rapper.
I had no idea, man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I listen to, like, Lou Williams and stuff, and I watch, like, I follow him and all that. Like, he'll tweet out a link or something and all of that. Like, I listen to something like, yo, this is nothing like, you know what I'm saying? That, like, you would think, like, all Trinidad James do is come on a track.
He's gonna be ratchet.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not the case.
Wow.
He's totally different. You know what I'm saying? He can go like a whole
180
on you.
That's why he got signed to Def Jam.
Exactly. Like, I think he can go a whole 180 on you, yo.
Yo, that's crazy. But yeah, if you want to check out the songs with Future and Trinidad James, that's number 9 and 10 respectively, man. But Carter said he will put 5 on it. I will put 5 on it. Let us know whether you will put five on it. That number is 313-744-3766. You can call in, leave us a voicemail, and, you know, share any of your thoughts on anything that we talked about in music. Let us know what your thoughts are on that Blasted track with Big Sean and Common. Let us know if you saw any of the music videos that we talked about and, you know, your thoughts on those. And definitely let us know what you were feeling about Rick Ross and him being dropped by Reebok, man. So, Carter, that's all we got for him today, man. Anything else you want to say before we close?
Let's see. The game music you got. Well, yeah,
does Mike Tyson have anything to say to you guys?
Carter, man, you still taking jabs? Man, you want to be body, dog.
Nah.
You want to be body.
I heard he was promoting last week. You know, you guys want to check out the FDM podcast. You know, you can check it out on iTunes. All you got to do is search FDM. We out here. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you fool late for that, man. So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed the show. Something that you probably will have noticed is that we are now going to be giving you guys the timestamps for all of the main segments in our show. Since the show is a lot more structured now, we have actual staple topics and segments of the show. We're going to leave those, the timestamps in the description box. See, if you ain't make it this far, you know, you a sucker nigga, and you're not even aware of this now. But for all of my people that made it through, we hope that y'all will continue to listen to the entire podcast, but we know sometimes time is short. You might have your favorite segment and you just want to hear that right fast. Now we're going to start including the timestamps. We want y'all to keep leaving those 5-star reviews on iTunes. Like I said, if you're in a different country outside of the U.S., please, please, please tweet either myself or Carter or @SGM_podcast and let us know what country you in so we can actually find your review and read it on the show. And hit the hotline, man. Please leave us some voicemails, man. If you want to get your voice on the show, man, that's the one way to do it. The number, once again, is 313-744-3766. Carter, take us out.
Hey, man, we just want to thank you guys for listening. We will be here next week. And please follow us on Twitter @iPodKingCarter, @up4DSN. And don't forget to follow @SGM_podcast. You guys can follow us for updates, news, when we will be dropping the podcast, what topics we will be talking about. We're just going to be a little bit more active this time around. And don't forget to Google us. We're on Google.
Yes.
Nah, but in all seriousness, man, we definitely thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get up out of here and start getting things together for next week. That's how we get into this, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, man. This is a late shout out, but I did want to shout out some of the SGM listeners that came and tuned in to my live show that I do on Thursday nights on Spreecast. So big ups to y'all, man. I saw y'all out there in the chat room. I appreciate it.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. So, man, until next time, man, this is your man Jay and your boy Carter. We signing out. Stay blessed, live, and love life, man. Thank God for another podcast.
Deuces.
Peace.
Forever is a mighty long time. I do it for the side, build it from the helmet time. Forever in the game, forever more time. Forever getting mine, forever on the grind.
What's a king without a crown? Into a high zone heel. I'm talking two stories, no fabrication. That's a true story for real. It ain't no ghost writer. My flow tighter than gorilla feet. Keep it popping like hot grease. Fried up with your catfish. Cut throat with that bucket seats. Plus your keys, I split a peach. Young cruiser, fruit ninja, crafting tiger, hit three. Oh, what's up? I got more to take. Dreams cheap, I got more to say. Crush linen, grain gripping, don't cut my buttons. I hate it when a bitch get overzealous, so chill, ho. I got a point to prove, that's the reason I grind for. Third goals, I put it gone for. What's a king without a crown, ho?
Three more times for the focus hit. Growth wasn't possible for a country boy. Like they could spit, like they could flow. Shout out to everybody wanna be a rapper. But everybody I can't do a show. So I'm slamming doors and work the wheels on them. Put my band and pop a bill on them. Shit change, sit cripples still. I bring my glass and crack a seal on them. Cause I deserve that. Got an old school, them is swerve that in my own lane. I make my own beats, I write my own rhymes. I grip my own grind, I grip my own grain. And that's royalty. House was told to leave. I made do with what God gave. I do exactly what I feel. Yeah, I play my part and I gave my heart and I represent for my crib. Just like them kings that came before me, I'ma keep it real.
What's a king without a crown?
I've been here a mighty long time.